Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are broadcasting from 117 South Pineapple Bookstore 1 in Sarasota, Florida. And I'm here with Andrea. Today we're going to talk about books with a sense of place. And I could start, Andrea, if that's okay.
That'd be good.
Okay. I'm going to talk about one that's been a staff pick of mine for a long time. It's called This One Wild and Precious Life by Sarah Wilson. And it's part travelogue and part philosophy. It's a really interesting book about her travels around the world when she decided to just basically minimize everything into a backpack. And so she goes all over the place. She goes to Sydney. She goes to the Alps. She goes to Joshua Tree National Park. She goes all over. But one of my favorite places she went that I got a real sense of the place was Samaria Gorge, and it's in Greece.
It's Crete, right?
Crete, right. And she talks about how nice the people were and how they have this great spirit. It's called Philotimo, which is love of honor, meaning it's basically the golden rule. So, like, every person she asked for help in Greece were just super, super, super sweet to her. And she also mentions the fact that bibliotherapy, meaning like deep reading, kind of comes from the ancient Greeks because they believed it improves us at a biological level and it helps us come up with like our moral fiber. It's almost like exercising and getting muscular. So I just thought that was a really neat aspect
really like
of her book.
Yeah.
So This One Wild and Precious Life by Sarah Wilson.
Okay, so I'm going to do something I don't normally do, and I'm going to ad-lib. I usually have notes, but I'm reading, since we're talking about a sense of place, I'm reading a book called The Sun Walks Down by Fiona McFarlane, and it takes place in 1880s Australia, and so much of the story has to do with the landscape of Australia. I'm about halfway through, and the book is really good, and it's about a little boy, which also has to do with the landscape of Australia. His mother sends him out to go get some twigs for a fire, and there's a sandstorm, which happens all the time there, but he gets a dust storm, and he gets lost in the dust storm, and he can't find his way back home. And the book is about people, those search parties that are out looking for him, and the little boy. So there's lots of different characters, but so much of the story is the landscape. And I've always wanted to go to Australia. One of the characters is an artist who's traveling around Australia painting with his wife, and he becomes enamored with the sunsets. They're camping because it's 1800s, so they're riding horses. But there's this great description of an Australian sunset, and it's after the dust storm. And I'm just going to read a little sentence here. It said, the late afternoon produced an unusually multicolored sky, white at the horizon, grading into orange. Above that, apple green, then a large band of rose blending into crimson. Above that, a true blue. Above that, olive green, then lavender. As sunset approached, the sky turned such a vivid red that it looked as if a smokeless fire were burning just over the horizon. So that's the language, and that's kind of how the book is flowing, and the artist then wants to learn how to paint a sunset like that.
Wow.
So that's my first one, The Sun Walks Down by Fiona McFarlane. It's new. It just came out.
Okay. Yep. Very good. My second one will be published this June, actually, so it's not even out yet, and that's one of the beautiful gifts we get here is we get the chance to read them in advance. But it's called Nikki, and it already won the Prix de Livre European Book Prize, and it's by Christos Komitis, and it gives a real feeling of Greece in 1944 at the cusp of Hitler's failure and all the chaos that happens in the streets and how some people fled previous to this and how the people that stayed had to keep pivoting to what they were going to do because they were being attacked by Italy and they were being attacked by Germany, and it was just a mess. And then where children fit into this whole scheme of things, it's basically the life story of this one person who was a child at the time. And what I find fascinating is you really get a sense of the Greek community, and he's such a great writer that there's this one scene where they bring this sign down that was a sign of Hitler. And just like the clamoring on the street, and just, I love the writing of it. And I also love how he also throws in sort of modern language once in a while. So you feel hip reading history. Yeah. But just the whole Greek culture again, like how they own a house as a whole family. So if they decide to sell or whatever, they have to get the entire family, extended family, in to say, okay, what do we want to do with this property?
Well, I've been to Greece and it was so beautiful.
Yeah. So I really am enjoying this book too. It's called Nikki by Christos Kamidis. It comes out in June and I think it's going to do well.
Okay. So the next one I have is an older book. I think it came out in 2014 and I just read it, and it's called Visitation Street by Ivy Pechota. Totally different landscape. However, it also has to do with somebody who's a young person who's missing. So this book takes place in Red Hook, Brooklyn, which is like right on the water. And it's an old community. And two young girls are 15 years old. They take a rubber raft out into the river. And it's a really hot summer night. And they're just bored and looking for something to do. And only one girl comes back. And the story is a mystery of looking to find out what happened to the other girl. And it is classified as a mystery. So like The Sun Walks Down, it's like a missing child story. But the neighborhood of Red Hook, Brooklyn really is such a huge part of the story. There's the river and the docks and the shops, and like there's a funky old bar and a school, the school, and there's a homeless camp, and I don't know, you just really feel like you're right in the middle of Red Hook, Brooklyn. You go to church with them, and I'm a New Yorker, but I don't know much about Brooklyn, and when the story takes place, this area of Brooklyn, which now is past it, it's just on the verge of gentrification. They're getting a new grocery store. They're getting a cruise ship stop. Yeah. So it's a really interesting portrait of the city, part of the city in transition. And it's a great read. I would really recommend it. I was in a reading slump, and it just pulled me right in. It was a great story.
So what's the name?
Visitation Street by Ivy Pechota.
Okay. Very good. My last one is called Kairos by Jenny Eppenbeck. And it's coming out in June as well. So sorry, I'm giving you these titles that are coming out, but I'll remind people once they come out. It's about East Germany before the fall of the wall in the late 80s, 1980s. And so well described as far as like this simple apartment this couple has liaisons in. And it's called Kairos, which is a Greek word. So all my books have something to do with Greece today. Which means perfect moment in time. And it's about a sort of a May-December romance where these two would never have wound up with each other if it hadn't been for this exact moment. And the exact moment is a whole culmination of things, like getting stuck in the rain off of a train, the time period of like the transition when the wall was about to fall and how people were struggling and didn't know what was going to happen. And these two people sort of found solace in each other's company. And again, it just gave you a real sense of what that time period was like.
She writes about Germany well.
Yeah,
I liked her other books.
And she's super deep. You can tell the writing's super deep and very intellectual. I mean, it made me go, wow, I should really learn more.
I felt that way when I read. I learned a lot about refugees when I read her other book.
Yeah. She makes you look up things, which I think is impressive. All right. Bye.
Okay, my last one. Also, I seem to have an odd theme going of missing people. So I might have talked about this book before, but I'm going to talk about it again, which is Saint X by Alexis Shatkin. And the reason it has to do with sense of place, because that's our theme, but also it just started as a Hulu series.
Oh, all right.
And I'm going to watch it because I thought the book was great. So Saint X is a imaginary island in the Caribbean. So there isn't really a St. X, but it's a resort place. And a family goes for vacation, and their teenage daughter disappears. Again, another disappearance. But the story has – this kind of brings my books together, because the story goes back and forth between New York and a Caribbean island. Oh. So we had Australia, and then Visitation Street was New York. So the premise is a young girl goes missing, and there's a lot of mystery on the island, and you know, it's a beautiful place, and what happened to her. And then later her sister meets a man who was at the hotel, working at the hotel where they were staying when this happened, and he's in New York. She starts following him and wants to find out the story of what happened to her sister. So there's this interesting interplay between the island story and the New York story. And I would recommend it. And if you like Caribbean islands or you like New York, you would like this book. Okay. So that is Saint X by Alexis Shapkin.
Okay, very good. So that's our sense of place.
It is.
Thanks,
so
Andrew.
Take a vacation somewhere.
Right.
Go find
either Greece, Australia, New York, or
a magical mystery Caribbean island.
All right. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.